10 years ago, Haunted Vermont was started by myself, Paul Dosky, and together, within the last 10 years, we've accomplished quite a bit. We've took over so many ways of trying to show how a place can be haunted. We shared stories. We tried to do our best with evidence. We even took video footage of areas that are just unbelievable. I just wish I could have done a little bit more to help celebrate the 10th anniversary. I did not find any guests to really help share this moment, but I just wanted to let you guys know that if you guys haven't heard, today, right now, as you're hearing this, is the 10th anniversary of Haunted Vermont. And if you go to our YouTube channel, starting right at, 10 o'clock, you can really just start getting into the spirit. And then I'm pretty sure by 8 o'clock, too, that the trailer for the 10-year anniversary is also there. I made a whole new trailer. I tried to take as much old videos and really just made a fun trailer to help represent what Haunted Vermont is. And I hope you guys enjoy. There's also, besides the trailer, 6 other videos that I created. And I hope you guys enjoy that too, especially the cemeteries and the return to the New Boston graves, which is quite awesome. And I think with these videos, even though there's not much activity with the EMF, it's a great way to really show how a location can just be a hit or miss. But Horton, on the other hand, Horton was just fun. I don't know what was going on, what was making these high EMF spikes happen, but it was just weird because even when I was trying to do the spirit box session there, it wasn't really coming to life, even though I felt whether it be Ralph or Francis or Gary answering that question about making it a 1.5 to give us a more outlook of maybe reconnecting of another hello 10 years later. But that didn't happen. So maybe one day I will go back during the nighttime with the spirit box and try to see if I can get Ralph back, maybe for 2022, because the spooky season is upon us. And there is a video I did not get a chance to do either, a couple videos. One, especially the Emily's Bridge. I would love to go there and restate there and try to maybe see if I can get any type of readings there, because I don't think the spirit box is going to work there, but you just never know until we try. Also, let me just say thank you guys to the ones that do listen, to the haters out there. Well, I'm sorry that I'm supposedly acting like somebody else, but I mean, come on. What type of podcast isn't like somebody else's, taking their format? I just did it because it just felt normal to me. It felt awesome to maybe do it like that opening, but now I have it so that I'm talking to you right now. There's no introduction at all. And on the verge of the spooky season, we have season 4 in the works. We just got to sit down and record the episode. We have 6 new ones coming straight at you. We're going to be looking more at the Vermont cryptos or cryptids in the area. If not all cryptids, maybe some interesting stories, like, I don't know, the infamous Pigman and couple other things. But we just wanted to give you a quick little taste. You know, I appreciate every guest that have come on to help bring Haunted Vermont more, and I hope you guys enjoyed the interviews as well, because I've frankly learned a lot, and I'm actually glad that I was able to help those that maybe wanted to be out there too with what they wanted to share, whether it be events, authors, you know. Champ Day was a hell of a time. I loved it. It was cool. Champ Fest was even nice. It was great to meet, like, people that you talk to, you know? And nice as in, like, you know, everybody seemed happy. Everybody seemed busy. There was cool things going on. There was a lot of great merch. And I just wish everybody the best for the future to come. And I just hope one day we can actually do a little bit more. I apologize again that I don't really have a guest spot, but I just wanted to just say with my deep gratitude from the heart, thank you for supporting Haunted Vermont, even if you just share, like, commented on a haunted location, sharing your photos with me, everything. And I just want to say, if you guys really, the ones listening right now, if you guys have a haunted story, an experience of your own that you just love to share with everybody else, please reach out to me. You know, I just love hearing these stories, and I would like it all if we could just get together and learn. Because you know what? I need to start bringing that back. My old slogan, which was, together we can learn. And I feel like we can. But without people reaching out, you know, for the people that may not understand, like the ones that were laughing at the bear track, you know, when I was trying to make it act like it was a Bigfoot footprint. If you don't remember that image, don't worry about it. That was a big lesson learned. But people also need to realize that, you know, people are just curious, you know, to hear about this. They don't really know. Sometimes they do with their experienced hunter or their Mr. Know-it-all, Mrs. Know-it-all. But, you know, some of us are still not that experienced in the hunting fields to know what track is what. If it looks almost like human, but not, you know, it's interesting how the community can retaliate with certain things. I bet that's why most people don't come out with their stories anyway, because they just don't want the retaliation. But if you do come on here, just use a different name. You don't have to use your real name. Just put your story out there and let's have some awesome experiences. I shared mine. Please, in return, share yours with me. Share it with everybody else. Let us collect the stories of Vermont. Whether it be old experiences or new experiences, we all love them either way. And I just hope we can all just come together and learn. And until then, make sure you guys check out the link in the description below for the 10th anniversary YouTube playlist, where it features 7 other videos besides this. So if you're already listening to this on a different type of podcast platform, feel free to skip this. If you are listening to this right now, there is a playlist, so make sure you check that out as well. So until next time, I was Paul Doski, and I want you all to keep it scary, because Vermont is just one hell of a place to not want to keep those spooky tales to yourself.